Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail to me on February 20 regarding Roberto Torres, T-O-R-E-S. Mr. Torres was assisted in providing intake information by our in-house medical, bilingual medical assistant, period. According to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, he is a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10-28-20, but he was utilizing a band saw when it caused a cut to his left index finger, period. He relates he was treated conservatively without surgical intervention, but he's no longer receiving treatment, the last of which was in the summer of 2021, period. New paragraph. For the treatment records supplied, Mr. Torres was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi on 11-3-20, period. He related on 10-28-20, he was about to cut some metal, and he's unsure how he cut his finger, but he went to Inspira emergency room afterwards. Period, his wound was cleansed and closed with sutures. Period, he also underwent x-rays and a tetanus update. Period, he was still taking the antibiotics that were prescribed there. Period. He was also taking a host of other medications, including those for type 2 diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Period. Dr. Zucconi found the finger was supple. Period. He had a jagged sutured laceration involving essentially the entire dorsum of the left index finger with complete erosion of the nail. Period. The nail bed was splinted open from the suture kit. His impression was complicated laceration of the left index finger, for which he prescribed Bactrim and Tramadol. Period. He was to perform gentle range of motion exercises several times throughout the day. Period. Dr. Zucconi followed his progress over the next several weeks, running through 1-24-21. He was then referred for hand specialist consultation with Dr. Sarkos. But this was completed in the same group on 1-20-21, period. He discussed treatment options, both surgical and non-surgical, including a partial germinal matrix excision versus full germinal matrix excision, period. He was going to think over his options and follow up in 1 week. Brady was cleared to return to work at full duty capacity with no restrictions, period. He saw Dr. Sarkos again on 1-27-21. Stating he was laid off from work, period. He expressed his desire to pursue surgical intervention, period. The diagnosis was left index finger laceration with nail plate deformity, as well as left hand pain, period. On 4-6-21, he was seen by another hand specialist named Dr. Bodin, B-O-D-I-N, period. He noted that the emergency room orthopedics was consulted and his wound was irrigated and primarily closed and was discharged the same day. He then participated in occupational therapy, period. His assessment was that of laceration without foreign body of the left index finger with damage to the nail, comma, extensor tendon adhesions, comma, contracture of joint of the finger of the left hand, comma, and pain of the left hand. Period, x-rays in the office. Scratch that. X-rays from 10-8-20 were reviewed and found to be negative for fracture. But there were tiny metallic foreign bodies dorsally on the left index finger. Period. He explained the nail deformity would likely be permanent. Period. Patient stated it did not cause considerable pain or inconvenience and wanted to observe it. Period. He saw Dr. Bowden a final time on 5/18/21. Period. Exam found no signs of infection. Period. There was a heel dorsal laceration from the P1 segment to the cuticle. Period. There was nail plate deformity present. Period. Approximately 75% of the nail on the ulnar side was intact without significant deformity and was unchanged. Period. There was no sign of nail bed infection. Period. He was tender to palpation over the DIP joint. Period. There was mild edema and tenderness of the PIP joint. Period. Active composite flexion of the index finger was 3.5 centimeters from the distal palmar crease with no extensor lag. Period. Passive MCP flexion was 15 to 90. Comma, PIP flexion from 0 to 75 degrees, comma, and DIP flexion from 0 to 30 degrees. Period. Passive composite flexion was 3 centimeters from the DPC. Period. He then underwent x-rays in the office that demonstrated a radial condyle fracture of the P2 head with slight depression, approximately 1 millimeter on the PA view. Period. Lateral view demonstrated a concentric DIP joint. Period. He had mild DJD. Period. PIP joint was congruent and in normal alignment. Period. Dr. Bowden explained these x-rays demonstrated a previously unrecognized fracture of the middle phalanx articular surface at the DIP joint. Period. He has approximately 30 degrees of flexion and extension arc. Period. He deemed there was no indication for surgical intervention at that point, but they discussed the possibility of developing post-traumatic arthritis in the future. Period. If the tenderness persisted, they could try a custom splint to maintain extension and protect the joint. Period. At that juncture, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement with no restrictions. Period. Dr. Bowden recommended he continue therapy to gain range of motion. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a healed jagged laceration on the dorsal radial aspect of the left index finger, measuring approximately 2 inches in length, but there was callus formation on the palm and dirt under his fingernails. Period. Independent left index PIP flexion was to 45 degrees and DIP flexion to 30 degrees. Period. He made a composite fist was 1.5 inches off of the palmar crease. Period. Motion of the remaining fingers, as well as wrist, elbows, and shoulders, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Many muscle testing was 4/5 for resisted left pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. Hands, wrist, elbow. He had a positive tenel sign at the left wrist, which was negative on the right. Spine, cervical, normal, and hand dynamometry demonstrated decreased strength on the left in a bell-shaped pattern, indicative of consistent effort. Impressions. On 10-28-20, Roberto Torres sustained a laceration to his left index finger with a power saw. Period. He was seen at a hospital emergency room where orthopedics came and closed his wound with several sutures. Pretty then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Zucconi beginning 11-3-20. Pretty had the petitioner continued conservative care. Period. They discussed possible surgical intervention. Pretty also was seen by another hand specialist named Dr. Bowden beginning 4-6-21. Period. He also continued conservative care, including therapy. Period. At his latter visit, he observed repeat x-rays showed a previously unidentified fracture. Period. Mr. Torres elected not to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found the abnormalities detected above. Period. He did show pictures of his wound on his cell phone, where they showed a deep laceration from the proximal phalanx through the fingernail. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the left first parentheses index close parentheses finger. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand itself. Period. End.